Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I will be ready for the Undertaker next time, you see. It could be jealousy, but really it boils down to something much deeper than that. It boils down to a truth that they don't want to admit to themselves, but I am certain that everyone here knows. And that is that WWE stands for... I said WWE stands for... That is right. Now the Bell Center is packed tonight. The energy is off the charts. And just think, you could feel this energy regularly if the Canadians were good enough to make the playoffs.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 20th. Holidays today. Chinese Language Day. Husband Appreciation Day, Danny.
Oh, my God.
Remind your wife of that.
I will.
Yeah. It's a look-alike day. Who do you look like? Anyone ever tell you you look like somebody?
My sister.
What'd she say? You look like your sister?
Yeah.
But I mean, anyone famous?
No.
Oh, how about you, Danger?
Nope.
Somebody told me I look like David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. Lead guitarist from Pink Floyd. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, we know who David Gilmour is.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Half our listeners probably don't.
Probably not. Volunteer Recognition Day, and of course, it's 420.
RVD's favorite holiday.
RVD's favorite, a lot of people's favorite holiday. Happy 34th birthday to WWE Superstar and Raw Tag Team Champion Kurt Hawkins. And happy 35th to our former guest we've had on the show, Garrett Bischoff. And a happy 42nd to WCW's Johnny the Bull. You might remember him in TNA as Relic, I think. Remember Johnny the Bull? Danger, he was with him and Little Guido, was it? No, him and Tony Mamaluke.
Yes.
In WCW, they redid their character from ECW, kind of the mobster dudes, you know, and the Mama Lukes. I think that's what they were.
I believe
calling.
He broke his pelvis in a leg drop. Once
I remember that. So hey, welcome, happy birthday to those guys. I want you to know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at where Culver. Sorry,
it was hopping this morning.
Was it really?
Easter pun intended.
Of course. Oh, Lord. I was going to say, it is a good day for Easter donuts, I guess. We want to thank everybody who came out to UFC 236 last Saturday. We got 237 coming up in another month. We'll talk about that as we get closer. You can always see UFCs at Salvatore's at the garage door. And Salvatore Saloon, never cover charge. They always start at 10. We are usually there 99% of the time. And it's a fun night had by all. We also wanted to do, hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby, and the Flower City Fear need you. Contact recruitment for Rock City Derby at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Flower City Fear, you can find them on Facebook. They can use any help as well as skaters if you're interested. I am the Cash Man. Good morning. I'm your humble host here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
and Danger Boy.
Good morning.
It's the Double D's in Studio B. I don't know how many longer times I'm going to be able to say that, so I'm going to keep getting in whenever I can. No Double B, though, which is interesting.
I don't why would you not be able to say it?
Well, because you wouldn't be there.
So we just get someone else with a D name.
Yeah, oh, okay. Just, I can Cash.
Yeah.
As much as I love being here,
yes.
Don't think for one second I don't know. I could be easily replaced.
Oh, no, Danny. No. You know, every day is a joy, and I enjoy everybody's company, and thank you. And you know, you think so, but I don't think it'd be that easy.
Oh, you should have gone total lame white girl right there, and you should have said, every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift.
That's why it's called the present.
Oh, it's terrible. Wow. Wow. Welcome to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling. We have had quite a week. And why not we just start off with our friend who made news this week. Someone close to us, close to our heart, and close to Rochester, Luke Harper, asked for his release from WWE this past Tuesday, I believe. It was Tuesday that I saw it come out. So it might have been earlier than that. But it was Tuesday that it was made public. I mean, he's not being used adequately, and I can understand.
He's not being used at all.
Well, I would say, and there's a downside guarantee, probably not making a lot of money while you're not being on TV or on pay-per-views or even on house shows. You would think? Danger?
I'm not sure how their contracts are structured anymore. I know you do get paid for house shows and all that kind of stuff, but with no pay-per-view revenue and stuff like that, it's a different pay structure now.
Sure, so.
Oh, come on, they're independent contractors. I'm sure it's easy to get out of any contract they have.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we didn't John Oliver discuss that a bit a couple weeks ago. It's you don't have to work for them, but you can't work for anybody else. So,
yes. Sounds really independent.
So we're sad to say that Luke Harper has asked for his release. Now, I guess a good thing is we haven't seen it yet. It hasn't happened officially from WWE yet. Maybe they can talk him into staying with a great idea.
But they don't have any great ideas. That's the point. That's the whole reason he asked for his release is. They brought him to do the Worlds Collide thing at Access.
Which was last Sunday. And by the way, we did not mention that people could watch that for free on the network.
And his match got pretty good reviews against Dijakovic. And then they used him in the Battle Royal without ever announcing he was going to be in it.
Yeah.
And then they did the Superstar Shakeup this week. And even Eric Young made it to the TV graphic. And Luke Harper's nowhere to be found.
Sure.
And he hasn't been on TV in how long? He's been cleared since February 6th.
Listen. The Superstar Shakeup, you got to take that with a grain of rice because there was a lot of people who weren't mentioned.
No, and it's the same people they have no plans for. So,
yeah. Well, there's some big names. Where? Well, that's Samoa Joe. Do you think they got plans for him? He's a champ, I believe.
Yeah, and he was sick to his stomach. He was supposed to be on Raw.
Yeah, okay, well, he wasn't, but no one said anything. We had no idea. He didn't show up on either
show. Because he's going to show up on Monday and attack Braun Strowman.
Oh, was he supposed to?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's sick to his stomach. He showed up apparently unable to function, but still made it to work.
Well, because some people, they'll crawl across the finish line if they've got to, as we've seen in the Boston Marathon a week ago. But, Samoa Joe, he wasn't the only one. There's a bunch of names that just did not pop up. I mean, think about it. What about Sasha Banks?
Probably not with the company any longer.
I don't know about that.
Probably won't be showing up anywhere.
Sometimes they either let you go immediately or they give you some time and then they let you go or they keep you. Right now, there's two women on Monday Night Raw that we know of. There's Alexa Bliss and there's Sasha Banks.
Well, you got Foxy.
And so, and apparently there's some heat between Alexa and Sasha. I don't know if you read that.
Well, it's Alexa and Becky and Sasha stepping up for her friend.
Yes.
It's vice versa. Sorry. It is Alexa and
Sasha. It's Sasha.
And Becky's stepping up for her friend.
Yeah. So there's, it's interesting where they're going to go from this. There's a whole, like I said, there's a whole slew of names no one's even mentioned. What about Daniel Bryan? He wasn't mentioned at all.
Well, there's
dealing with
there's
an injury and
huge
being
injury news on
very,
that. They won't
very secretive about it.
Oh, yeah. Really? I haven't heard anything.
That's exactly.
You haven't heard anything. He left WrestleMania. They sent him home immediately, and they haven't mentioned anything about what's wrong with him and all that stuff.
Did he get concussed? I would think so.
That's not the rumor, but that's what everybody's worried about.
Yeah. Well, his name has not been mentioned. Rowan has not been mentioned. Both of those guys are tethered together at the moment on WWE. What do you guys think? 222-1280, Star 1280. Did you guys think the Superstar Shakeup was anything special? And what about Luke Harper? I mean, Luke, you can hope. There's lots of opportunities outside of WWE. But if WWE could also be a real stickler and hold him to his contract till it ends in November. And he will keep him off the road the whole time too.
Then they can freeze it and add another 6 months.
Sometimes they do that, you know, especially with injured time.
Especially if your name is Neville.
Yeah, he had some injured time, and so remember the Rey Mysterio, they did that too. They added all the injured time back to his contract, and he ended up being another year before he could do anything outside.
Yeah, the fact that Harper has been cleared already means they can't do that.
February, so we've got a couple months in there.
They can just freeze if they took him off the road now. They can freeze.
He is an asset to the company. I don't know why they would let him go. I mean, a big man who can wrestle. I don't understand.
See, the problem they have is they have too many assets to the company, and they don't know how to use the ones they're dealing with anyways.
Well, Dean Ambrose is gone now, so
yes.
I mean...
Well, he's gone after tomorrow.
After tomorrow? Okay, so...
I have to milk that shield one last time.
Yeah.
421, he's done. Nevertheless, there's guys that, you know, and I mean, and, you know, Dean Ambrose is leaving on his own. He just didn't resign. I think, I'm not sure where this stands. I'm sure we'll see some news from it coming up soon. I expected to see it sooner than later, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm hoping maybe they're talking. But remember, they're going through a whole shakeup of writers too on SmackDown. You know, the Road Dog has stepped down, and then their other writer stepped. You know, he quit on WrestleMania weekend,
or got fired, depending which story you want to listen to.
Yeah, it depends on who you listen to. But nevertheless, he said, you know, he just wished Vince McMahon luck with what he had as he was walking out. I thought that was a great line. You know, good luck with this. You know.
Wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors.
Yeah, he could do that too. But so there's a lot of things up in the air right now with WWE, and I know. But man, we're behind Luke Harper, man. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, even if he stays, or maybe if he goes to one of those other companies that's starting up in a few months. That's what I'm guessing is because there's another company starting up soon. They're not going to let anybody go off the contract. They're just going to ride them out till the end. Which isn't, you know, like I said, you said November something or another. So, but I would love to see him AEW there. I threw it out there, you know, a Ring of Honor as well. I mean, any of the company, even local, I'd love to see him, you know.
If we think SmackDown's got some writers changing up, Ring of Honor apparently is all in chaos.
Yeah, everybody, all the writers got fired last week, I think it was. And there was power struggles involved in that in Ring of Honor, which really surprised me because they seem like a very homegrown, grassroots kind of building company, you know?
Yeah, they're stepping out of their comfort zone. They ran MSG.
True. And they have this relationship with New Japan that definitely helps them. It gives them some more say because New Japan has the money behind them. So we're going to break on that. We want to hear your calls, 222-1280, star 1280. What do you think about the news that Luke Harper asked for his release? And, I mean, if you're a fan of WWE and you're a fan of Luke, you definitely agree with that. He hasn't been on TV since October. Last time he was on TV? When he won the belts, and then the next day they dropped him, and we haven't seen him since.
No, they retained the belts.
They retained the belts, that's right.
It was August. It was right after SummerSlam.
Yeah, but he's been fine. He had, you know, but what do you think? 222-1280, star 1280. Talk about anything. We talk about some Undertaker news. What do you think about some of the name changes, like maybe the Viking Experience? We'll talk about that in the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Do you want to see Kevin Owens as an honorary member of the New Day? Big O! Oh,
yeah. Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
WWE SmackDown champion, Universal champion, no, not Universal,
WWE
heavyweight champion.
It's just WWE champion.
WWE champion, Kofi Kingston. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. Danger Boy is with us, as well as DC Dan Cole and you. And we did tease a little bit about the names, but we're going to go take a call real quick. Got Gary from Hello. I didn't like that. Hold on. Got Gary from Victor. Gary, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. By the way, thanks for the ticket for Comic-Con. I won your ticket.
That's right. How was it? Was it a good time?
I got a chance to talk to the roller derby kids, and I was busting their chops. I keep telling them, guys, you got to fight. Because that was what drew me to roller derby. It was wrestling and roller derby when I was a kid, and that was the fun part of watching Joni Weston and Ann Cavello kill each other and
sure.
things.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, but you know, and these women can do it too if they got to. So we'll see. You know, maybe you know who knows. Thank you.
We need the bank track back. What happened to the bank tracks? That was fun, and on that they could fly in.
Yeah, they're hard to maintain, I think, and they're expensive and hard to store. So, but nevertheless. Yeah, thank you so much for going down and giving a nod to them and saying hi. Anything you want to talk about wrestling?
Well, yeah, I was watching. I watched the New Japan Ring of Honor thing last night on TV, and that four-team tag team thing they did was nutty as a fruitcake. The Gorillas of Destiny won, and after it, they went out and just trashed the Ring of Honor tag team championship that they had just gotten. They were throwing the belts around, swearing. It was just I don't understand, because you know I thought they were all working together. I don't know if it was part of the show. I guess it was, but it seemed really bad, you know, for Ring of Honor. Just
sure.
Like that their titles aren't worth squatola.
Well, I think what it does, it gives them a good chance to come back and maybe you know, and get some revenge on that, and it builds up another show. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, it is disrespectful to the belts. I mean, but then again, belts are just a prop, so, you know.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But, and PCO, every time I see him, all I could think of is the Purple Haze. Do you remember him with Kevin Sullivan?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a nutball like that. But did you guys watch it? They put the chair, the electric chair, out on the stage and then dragged him out and put him on it. And I was like, why didn't they just bring him out in the damn chair?
Sure.
But
sure.
It was, hey, Tully Blanchard's daughter.
Yes.
What's up with her?
Tessa.
WOW's on Thursday nights now.
Yeah, they moved to Thursday nights on Access TV.
Yeah.
Because it's doing well, that's why. And Tessa Blanchard, you know, she wrestled in the NXT Women's, what was it again? The Mae Young Challenge or Mae Young Tournament.
Yeah, how'd she do?
She did okay, I think. I know she won at least one round, I think. But she's done it, you know, and I think she wanted to sign with them, but someone else offered her more money. So she's a great wrestler.
When I called you guys the last time, I saw, I can't remember what the girl's name is, on,
Impact?
She kicked her. I've never seen Tessa Blanchard get her ass kicked, and this girl kicked her ass.
Yeah, the Valkyrie.
And she's really, the girl is really something else that took her apart. But I didn't think they'd let somebody take her apart on TV, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure. And that danger. Valkyrie, that's her name?
Taya Valkyrie.
Taya Valkyrie.
No, it wasn't Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, it wasn't Taya Valkyrie?
It wasn't Johnny Impact's wife.
No.
It was another girl. And she took somebody, Madison Rayne apart, I think it was last week. I mean, I can't remember what her name is, but she's really, you know, they're really putting the push on for her in that wrestling. And I thought, too, with Blanchard's daughter, that the WWE isn't fishing around. Hey, wait a minute. Haven't we got Flair's daughter, too?
Oh, yeah.
Put the two of them together?
That would be pretty cool, you know. And I think Tessa will work for him sometime. I think right now she should. Maybe they sent her to go back out and get some more experience, because she really hasn't been doing it that long.
Right.
And but you know, she is, you know, she does have she does have that blood in her, you know, Tully's blood, and Tully was.
And plus, I didn't know that Magnum was her stepfather. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, it's very interesting. All the people are married to each other at one time or another. It seems like. But
and what's going on with the thing that that new wrestling you guys were talking about? What's it called?
It's gone now. The one that was on GN on Saturday mornings.
No, not that one. No, the one that Rhodes' son is in.
AEW. Last we heard, they're going to have a network TV show on TNT. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's good. And what it's going to be is it's going to be paid time, so they're going
to
be.
No.
That's Dave, a lie.
That's Dave, a lie.
Everyone except for that one guy has come out and said that is untrue.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to be on, and it's going to be 2 hours every week, I hear.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah. So
now let me guess what time. 6:05 Saturday night, because that's when World Championship Wrestling, the real one, was on, and those were the best shows. That Rhodes, I think Rhodes was the promoted that, and Flair, and all those other guys. But I always look forward so much to seeing those guys beating each other up in the TV studio. That was great.
My guess is it's probably going to be a Wednesday night one, just because if they're going to go up against any show, they're going to go up against a show that's on the WWE Network, I think.
I thought the rumor was they were going to be Tuesday nights once SmackDown made the jump to Fridays.
And they could be Tuesday.
And that's why they said it might be on TBS, because TNT has their NBA contract.
Oh, interesting. So we got a lot of news about that. I'm excited because there's going to be some news soon.
Right. When is the Tuesday night show going to Friday night on, and that's on Fox?
That's
right?
In October. It's not till like
okay.
Yeah, so
that's why they're switching all this stuff around now. Are they trying to get things
before
it happens?
I have no idea what they're doing now.
I don't think they do either.
You know, because it's like we all know they have to split these brands completely, and so far they're just they know we know, and so they're messing with us.
From what we're hearing recently, they do know what they're doing, but Vince changes it at the last minute.
Okay.
Cuz he is the genius. Or no, though, that's Lanny Poffo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lanny Poffo, not nearly as much of a genius when you meet him in real person. But
I don't doubt that.
Great poet, guys, I will say. Okay.
Have you guys seen that show that's on Vice? The one they did two episodes so far. The one with the Macho Man and Elizabeth, and then they did the Montreal Screwjob. It's on Vice on, I want to say, Wednesday night. At 8:00 is the one from the week before. You know, they repeat it, and then they have a new one on at 9:00, and it's all about the Dark Side of the Ring, it's called.
Yeah, is that the one where we saw the Bruiser Brody one too?
It's going to be. They're going to be doing Bruiser Brody.
I think that's on it either this week or was on last week. I can't.
I watched that whole thing. You got to watch it if you watch wrestling.
Oh, I love wrestling.
All the guys that came out of in the biggest rating period in the history of wrestling back in the 80s, early 90s, and then mid through the mid 90s, all these guys kind of reverberated from that whole thing that happened, because this guy Bruiser Brody would have been the biggest guy in wrestling by one of these companies. They would have brought him in, and he would have been the biggest heel or face, and he would have been instrumental in 10-15 years of wrestling that we didn't get to see him, because he was murdered in a locker room by another wrestler. So, but you watch it; it's a great story. Thank you for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. 222-1280, *1280. Man, that's a good call. We were all over the place. Speaking of all over the place, we got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
What's up? Hey, I thought I did long phone calls.
That's okay. I don't mind long phone calls. When I can't answer, that's one of my problems, but go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, speaking of Brody, man, hopefully he gets signed with AEW.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like I said, most likely they'll sit on him till his contract's up, unless he wants to call in and tell us different,
When's it officially up?
I don't know. I heard November sometime.
They're actually going to not have him do any appearances for 6, 7, or 7 months.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's how it used to work in the olden days when WCW was around. They would make him sit. I mean, how long, how many wrestlers do you remember sitting for a long time? Kevin Nash and remember when Kevin Nash and Razor Ramon moved? They only moved because their contracts lapsed because it ran out.
Right.
So, but when they sit on those contracts that are active, they can hold they can hold them till the last day of the contract, and even if they don't do anything with them.
I am. Well, just before you went to your break, you were talking about the name change, yeah, that is god awful.
The Viking experience.
The Viking experience,
yeah,
that is god awful. I've heard that the girl who's really awesome in real life, really nice girl, Sarah Logan, might come into the mix very soon.
It's funny, Sarah Logan actually had a wedding with one of the guys from the Viking experience in a Viking wedding.
It's Eric now.
It's Eric.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's not Ivar.
Ivar.
Not Ivar.
Yeah. So they actually are married, and they had a Viking wedding. So it wouldn't surprise me.
And she's been involved. The first Viking entrance they did for NXT, she was involved with at Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Okay. So she,
Who married him? The Berserker?
Who knows? Who knows? Probably Diamond Dallas Page or Jake Snake Roberts. Who knows? Somebody probably did. Family friend.
Now, I heard there's some rumblings with Sasha not being happy that they were told that the WrestleMania morning they were dropping the belts and splitting them up, that this led to her possibly leaving and going on as as Mercedes in another league?
She right now she's under contract as well. So I will say that
they gave her time off to think about it.
Yeah, they gave her time to think about it, and then I guess we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, because I guess when you throw a fit in front of in public, where you're laying on the ground of the locker room, stomping your feet and stuff. I don't know how professional that is, and that's kind of what happened. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. There's probably more to it than we know.
I mean, it does make a little more sense now knowing what we know, because as of last week, we only knew that the frustration was over dropping the titles. But now that you know that, so in addition to not getting that long tag team championship reign, they were kind of led to believe they were going to have, but they were in fact going to break them up.
Yeah. That, and that's really what when they found, she found out that Bayley was going to SmackDown, that instigated it even more, we'll say.
Yeah, that's just I actually like them as a pairing. I mean, they should have split them apart.
You know, but I mean, listen, after this shakeup,
now we know why the Bayley huggers were all depressed at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
yeah. They, I was gonna say, but I will say that they. After the shakeup, how many women are left on Raw? Okay. You know, I have a feeling that maybe the Raw titles will, the Raw and SmackDown title will become just the SmackDown title, and then they'll isolate the champion there. But, I mean, think about it. Think of all the people that came over, even the Iconics who just won the title, you know?
Are you caught up on ROH TV lately?
You know what, ROH, I do follow it, but it's been kind of not that steady for me, just because their tapings, you know, they're doing a taping, I think, this weekend, but they've lost a lot of people recently, so.
I like the feud, Jonathan Gresham's feuding with Silas, their last real man. That's a good little feud they got going on. I like Gresham and, for that matter, Silas.
Oh, who doesn't like Silas? He's great. Remember when he had the boys?
Yeah.
There's some great segments.
I'll turn you into real men.
Yeah.
They have announced.
Change a tire.
They announced in Buffalo, I believe it is, Jay Lethal and Gresham are going to be taking on the Gorillas of Destiny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hmm. And last point, the girl you got to check out, I just seen last week. On when they did a segment of Women of Honor. I don't know if you ever heard of her before, but she's my latest
your latest
latest thing. Katie Forbes.
I did see her. Yeah, I mean, she, you know, there, this Women of Honor, it seems like it has it peaks and flows with it, but it's building up to this big pay-per-view coming up again. But yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and then also
she's no Lacey Evans. Okay, I'm sorry.
She's a Lacey Evans.
She's no Lacey Evans, I say.
Oh, no. But speaking of Lacey Evans, that final move that she does up when she jumps under the top rope and does that, holy God, she's athletic.
She's very athletic. I mean, we saw her here in town. I mean, before she had the whole gimmick. I mean, she had kind of the gimmick going, but not like it is now where she – but I like that that they're transitioning to her with the man, you know. So I think it'd be a fun little feud. And plus, I wouldn't be surprised if she becomes a manager of a tag team too, because you know she has that kind of swagger. Yeah, you know.
But she's still got to be in the ring too. Hopefully she's got to give her a little more face time, a little push, maybe possibly doing a little feud, obviously, like you said, with Becky Lynch for a little bit, and then she could also do stuff behind the scenes, you know, manage her mouthpiece as well as do in-ring competitive.
She'd make a great tag team with Charlotte, you know, if you put those two together and, like, you know, you call them, like, the blonde bombshells or something, or...
Is that because they're tall and blonde?
Yeah, that could be it, you know,
And then you could bring back Cherry. Actually, if they tag team, you could bring back Cherry as their manager.
Yeah, I don't know about that. thanks for calling, Rick.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good Easter.
All right, you too. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. If anybody went to the Comic-Con, I wonder how that all went, you know, last week. We didn't get a chance to go. Give us a call and tell us how it went. And as well as we got some more news. Let's see. We got some... we do have the entire list of everybody who changed brackets. I don't think... Or changed shows. I don't really think it's a big deal. I mean, because a lot of these guys were floating back and forth on both shows for quite a while anyways. Danny?
I'm just... clock is ticking on Kofi's title run.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what... Yeah, well, I mean... Who knows? Maybe KO will turn on him, and that's what we'll get next.
I thought it was going to happen on freaking Tuesday.
Yeah, well, he wanted to do his Big E dance, you know? So they finally do admit Big E's hurt. He's going to be out for like about 5 weeks, I think.
They say it can be anywhere from 5 weeks to 6 months.
So we'll
see.
Depends
how it heals.
So who knows? Maybe Kevin Owen will be, you know, come out handing out pancakes for a few weeks, you know? 222-1280 starts with his number. Give us a call. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Now, you two nasties need to stop all this nonsense discussing a possible title match amongst each other. Because a lady knows how to curry favor and use her influence to get exactly what she wants.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I don't know, I still like this. I think Aleister Black just stood up here in the ring, or in the studio here with us. Welcome back.
No, we didn't hear the creaking.
Yeah. No creaking. They've got rid of that already. Actually, he just came out.
It was on Monday.
Was it? Because I said he came out standing up too.
Well, this Monday it worked, or this week it worked. There was one day it didn't work. The thing didn't go up, and you could tell he was kind of frustrated by it.
He came out through the smoke. So welcome back to the Pain Clinic.
Ricochet has cartoon music in front of his now too.
Does he?
He's got like the pew pew type stuff.
Pew pew. Pew
right before it goes into it.
All right. Well, welcome back to the show. I just want to throw out that we have a local guy now who will be fighting on the May 18th UFC card here in Rochester. That's right. Des Green, Rush Henrietta native, is going to be fighting on the card. So we've got a local guy to cheer on, and I'm excited about that. Des, kind of a friend. You know, we've had a couple times we've hung out with him, and, you know, a skilled fighter, great wrestler, and looking forward to seeing that May 18th here in Rochester, UFC fight night. And I'm super stoked. So, hey, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy and DC Dan Cole and you. And so let's talk about some more stuff, news that went down this week. There wasn't too much. I mean, you know, we did talk about the shakeup, or shakedown, as we call it, and we disliked the Viking Experience name. But what about all the people who, like I mentioned earlier, who weren't drafted, aren't, you know, people who haven't been mentioned, you know? Because it really was pretty much a short list. I'll go through it real quickly. Going to SmackDown, Finn, Baylor, Lars Sullivan, Ember Moon, Bayley, Kairi Sane, which now Paige comes out managing Kairi Sane and Asuka. Which I don't have a problem with that. I'm excited. Maybe we'll get some good tag team matches. Danger.
I'm not really sure why Paige manages them, other than she's scouting talent, and I'm not understanding why Asuka and Kairi Sane are a tag team.
Yeah.
When they had a tag team with Kairi Sane already, other than Vince just thinks that all Japanese women are interchangeable.
I'm hoping that's not the case. This was an interesting one. Buddy Murphy.
Love it.
Yeah. Buddy Murphy coming, you know, but you finally think Alexa Bliss and Buddy Murphy are going to be happy on the same network or same channel? Nah, they're on the same network, but they will be switching channels eventually. Buddy Murphy, he's a champ, isn't he? No, he's not the champ.
No, he lost it.
That's right. He lost the 205 champ. Elias coming to SmackDown. You know, that was the big, that was Vince
the greatest McMahon acquisition ever.
That was the biggest acquisition ever by Vince McMahon. They had Elias come, and then, of course, following him immediately, Roman Reigns. And then more women coming over, Liv Morgan, Mickey James. Then they split up a tag team. No longer will we have Chad Gable with Bobby Roode, because Chad Gable came over, as well as Otis. But Otis and Tucker, they're our team, so they're going to be coming over.
And Apollo Crews.
So that's all the moves to SmackDown. To Raw, no surprise here, AJ Styles. I expected that from the beginning of the show, because this is what they wanted to do last year. Remember, they held off on doing it last year? And then AJ, I mean, I love it. Power to AJ getting going to the number one show. Let's see how far up the ladder he goes at SmackDown.
In about 6 months, it's not Raw. The number one show anymore.
Yeah, well, I'll see how far he goes up the ladder at Raw. Okay, we got The Miz. That came out right in the beginning. Ricochet, Aleister Black, who were on both shows pretty much for the past month. Eric and Ivar, formerly of the War Raiders. Yes. And before that, they were, I mean, they're a great tag team, so I'm excited for them. Andre is coming, as well as
Andre?
Yeah, as long as Zelina. Andre the Giant, no. As well as Zelina Vega.
Andrade.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Naomi, those seem to be always kind of a package deal. EC3 comes out and then gets destroyed by Braun Strowman.
That's where Joe was supposed to be.
That's where Joe was supposed to be?
He wasn't going to get destroyed like that, but that was the Joe segment that they had to change because Joe was deathly sick with the flu.
Oh, interesting. Lacey Evans coming to Raw. No, she's coming to... wait a second.
Yeah, she's on Raw.
Yeah, okay. Eric Young. Because some people showed up on both shows. I guess the last show they were on is who you considered them being part of. EY, Eric Young, friend of the show. Cedric Alexander is the last name to go over to Raw. So, to me, there's like major names missing still. I mean, we had Reigns go to SmackDown. You know, some of the biggest names on both sides didn't do anything. You know, so.
And you mentioned EY switching. And then there was another departure from Sanity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alexander Wolf is now NXT UK.
Oh, yeah. Alexander Wolf said, no, we're going to go back to where I came from, I think, or something like that. And actually, they had a big show last night, NXT UK.
Yeah, he was backstage, but he didn't
participate. Jeremy was posting some pictures. Our friend JB was out there. And, you know, I like the special every once in a while, the shows, you know, we get the UK NXT shows on occasion. So, what else, big news? That's about the biggest, I think there's a lot more fallout to happen after this because I mean, there's still a lot of names we haven't seen. So,
well, they have set up a lot of different feuds now.
Sure. Well,
you can see they set up Reigns and Elias.
Sure.
They set up. I mean, they're going to have Joe and Strowman, so that's going to.
Who has Elias feuded with since he's been on TV? Everybody, you know. I mean, he's had at least one day with everybody. You know, John Cena a couple days. You know, The Undertaker, and then you know, and then what was it Bobby Lashley for a while? He was like because they were fighting over him interrupting his opening and stuff.
But it seems to be how every single one of his feuds starts.
Yeah, but it doesn't last long either.
And then
either.
They go nowhere.
Yeah, and then they go nowhere, and they're over. They're over very quickly.
Can anybody honestly answer the question, how many times has Elias actually wrestled a real match?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a
I see him in the ring a lot. I don't ever remember any introductions or bells ringing.
Still more than Sanity.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah, and what about Nikki Cross? You know, not mentioned at all this past week. Some of the names, you know. I mean,
maybe she has something to do with the creepy puppets.
Maybe.
And dolls.
Yeah, or the Bray Wyatt's House of Fun. Is that what they're calling it? Or something like that?
Bray Wyatt's Playhouse.
Yeah, it's going to be like Pee Wee Herman, but Bray Wyatt, you know. I thought that's what the whole gimmick was, so... I thought because of the umbrella and the duck or whatever the thing was, I thought it was
a buzzard.
Whatever, the buzzard thing. I don't even know it's a puppet as far as I know.
And it's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, so that's a dead giveaway too.
Sure. So it's like, well, so finally maybe we'll get something out. It's funny as how the announcers always come out of it going, what is, huh? You know, they don't really say much about it because it's, I don't know, it's weird. What do you guys think? 222-1280 star 1280, give us a call. We're going to go to break on that, come back. We got one last segment. And we might as well go to break with our friend Elias. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This is Eric Young, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280, WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Eric Young bringing us back. I still like this song so much, I'm going to play it again. What are you guys thinking? Got a few minutes left here. EY now on Monday Night Raw. Will he get a chance?
Probably not.
Yeah?
No. They do have main event, though, so he might actually get... some kind of
he'll get the main event. Yeah, he'll be on main event every week.
I mean, he semi has the look where he could almost be in the Viking Experience.
No, so, he got rid of the beard.
Oh, that's right, he did.
So Andrew just told me, you guys, real quickly, Andrew, the Authority Joseph, is in next hour for Kick This. Andrew, tell me tomorrow on is it the network, WWE Network?
The Network, yes.
Okay, tomorrow we're getting a live from a live house show, the farewell of the Shield.
Yeah, got to milk that thing one last time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Guys, it's not going to happen.
He doesn't think it's going to be that.
I think Dean Ambrose is staying. Vince McMahon never gives anybody a big send-off. The Undertaker, they brought The Undertaker back because he was doing signings at $25,000 an hour. And now he's back under contract again.
And he's still doing every one of those signings.
But he's still doing those signings. So.
He can't talk. Negotiated that. Oh, thank you. Maybe so I can hear what's going on in the other studio.
That's okay.
Hear me getting ripped.
No, you're not getting ripped yet. That was the week after WrestleMania.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
If I could win my bets, I'd be in Vegas. Come on.
True. You'd be on Jeopardy because that guy, the Vegas gamblers, I've been on Jeopardy for the last 2 weeks. And made
Why
like
was that on ESPN?
I don't know. $700,000 and like 9 wins on
11
Jeopardy.
11 wins.
11 wins?
And he's got the top 3 totals now per day.
Insane. Sorry that I'm a Jeopardy fan.
I wonder if he beat Watson.
I don't know if he could.
If Ken Jennings couldn't even touch Watson, there's no way this guy is.
I mean, the numbers that Watson got, not that he would beat Watson.
I don't know, because he's pretty much outdistancing anyone in the last couple of years who had won. I mean, I think the biggest winner was like $500,000 a year ago or two years ago.
And then prior to this guy, the largest single day win was like $76,000.
Yeah.
He just had $134,000 the other night.
Yeah, he had $110,000, $134,000. He had like $106,000. Well, so he's beat... Top three.
Besides his great knowledge, the key to him winning is he's timing his pressing the button with the lights on the side instead of Alex finishing the question.
So
he's like
new strategy.
He worked on that for months, trying to be like the fastest person to deal. But anyway,
well, no, he's very smart too. Okay, give him that. Not
Jeopardy. Vince never gives anybody a big send off ever. Whenever he leaves the company, it's like we wish you well in your future endeavors, just like will probably happen with Mr. Huber, but. This is all being built up too much. I think that Dean Ambrose is going to stay, and something's going to happen on this house show. And Renee Young got involved. They actually acknowledged her bigly that she was married to Dean Ambrose.
Well, they had to. It was on Total Divas.
Yeah, it was on Total Divas.
Well, I know that, but they don't usually do that on the show, though.
No, but on occasion, they would mention it during commentary that, you know, they would ask her how Dean's attitude's been, especially when he went heel.
Yeah, when the Miz punked her out.
Yeah, dude, that wasn't good. Miz punks everybody out who's like, you has secret relationships. Or, well, I mean, John and Nikki there, you know.
Well, we'll see, because they're fighting the dynamic trio of Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Of course, supposedly he's injured, I guess, allegedly.
Oh, yeah?
He's hurt.
Untrue too. That was a planned walk off.
Oh, cool.
Was it really? Okay.
And Baron Corbin, our favorite heel.
Well, you know, the guy who's they spent a year making the number one heel in the company.
And
I think
it's from some relatively small area in Illinois, I think, is their last match. It's gonna be on like 9:30, I believe, on Sunday night.
Oh, you guys, write that down. You know, on Easter night, you'll get a little the send off to the Shield.
We'll see.
We will see. Yeah, we will see that. So we got that. There's some other things that I wanted to bring up news-wise. We got this last segment. Earl Hebner was on Busted Open Radio this past week, and one of the topics came up was the screw job. This is for you kids out there who don't know what the screw job is. Go back and watch. What was the Bret Hart movie?
Wrestling with Shadows.
Wrestling with Shadows. Go watch that. And then it says, Hebner disclosed that the event was a work and that Bret knew exactly what was happening.
Oh, well,
and then people say, why was he spelling wow at the end of it?
Well, no, that was a kayfabe article, a kayfabe.
It was a joke.
took for serious.
Yeah, I saw that. It was actually WCW. Yeah. Was spelling.
You know what's funny? I'm surprised that the Montreal fans didn't yell "You screwed Bret" at Vince when he came out on SmackDown.
I think that they're getting soft to it. You know,
soft. No, we don't want to talk about that.
It was over 20 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's scary. We've been on the air that long.
I was gonna say that's what peaked wrestling interest is right when that stuff was going down. I mean,
McMahon
must watch TV. Yeah, yeah. Created Mr. McMahon too.
Speaking of Montreal, the hero of the past Monday Tuesday double shot in Montreal, Sami Zayn.
Oh, incredible. I loved it. I loved it. Are you kidding me?
He turned his hometown against him.
That was great.
After having them sing a song 4 times through.
Yeah, and especially when he went to the Ole, because that's his Ring of Honor days, you know, with the Ole. I mean, they do it nowadays, but if you ever watch like his last few matches in Ring of Honor with Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens' last few matches, the Ole, Ole, Ole was deafening everywhere they went. So that was what was he called again?
El Generico,
which I remember we had a wrestler in town here. What was he? Was he El Generico too?
Yeah.
we had one in town who had stopped doing it.
I thought you were talking about Jay-Z.
El Generico Dos.
Yeah, well, I think he went to, what was it that he did after El Generico? He turned his next, he was El Kamar? No, what was it?
No, El Cimar was already established.
Oh, El Cimar, that's right. You remember El Cimar? Came out to the
Price. He may be executive vice president someplace now.
Yeah, he kept out to the Price is Right music.
I was going to say, it wasn't the Canadian Patriot, was it?
No. So we're flashing. No,
Sammy, I tell you what, this is my prediction. Of course, it probably won't happen. Sammy's going to win the Universal title at some point this year. This gimmick he's using, this persona is big. It's big. I love it.
We just got a text from somebody who said, this is what they said, and I'll read it so that this he said, that Kevin beats Kofi, then Roman takes the belt. Biggest mistake was breaking up the Luke and Eric. They should fire whose idea it is to do the buzzard in the box promo. WWE should try to re-sign Enzo and Big Cass, and even Ring of Honor don't want them.
No, I'm just going to correct one thing. Biggest mistake was building up Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family to be total beasts and then having them lose every time it mattered.
Oh, yeah. And then the one time in which they could have made a ton of money was the Shield versus the Wyatt family. And it was one thing, one time, and done. One and done. And it was like, but the heat was so hot on both sides of that. That was amazing. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
And it was a shame that they just didn't, like the lightning in a bottle with Stone Cold Steve Austin. They just couldn't continue on with it.
It's sad.
Because it wasn't what Vince wanted.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
Well, we just see what Bray does. I mean, obviously, it's Bray is the buzzard. I mean, you can hear the voice. What are they going to do with him is the question.
It's going to be like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Pee-wee's Playhouse. He's going to have, the buzzard in the box, and he's going to have, Sister or whatever, Abigail's rocking in the chair or something.
You said the magic word, ah! Yeah.
I'm scared that truly is where it's going. So I say that in jest, but I hope not, Bray, they like to do big things with him, have these, on remote.
Except have him win.
Except for have him win. Well, he did win the title at one time, and he dropped it at WrestleMania, so.
Yeah, in one of the most dumb matches ever.
Yeah, that was.
Sometimes wrestling makes me sad.
Yes, it does. Some other news real quick. Jim Ross is revealing he's going to have a podcast with Conrad Thompson coming up soon. It's going to be called Grillin' JR. And, Conrad does it with everybody, so he does it,
Hey-o.
Drake Maverick's getting married to 2017 Mae Young Classic contestant Renee Michelle in June. Guess who's going to be one of his groomsmen? That's right, Braun Strowman.
And EC3 and Jeremy Borash.
Yeah, and EC3 and Jeremy Borash. So that's pretty, and then listen, Drake Maverick, when we had him on, was just a wonderful guy. He said, call me anytime, and it's like back when he was doing TNA, so, yeah. Oh, I didn't see. Yeah, what we got going on today?
Well, on 420, what better than some local professional wrestling? UPW has Almost Legal out at the Brockport Elks Lodge today. Doors open at 5:30, bell time, 6 o'clock. You're going to get Jay Freddy, Icon Ace, HC Loke, Matic, Anthony Gaines, The Vile Society, Defiance, Cheech, Ryan Cassidy, Cloudy, Nick Ando.
It's going to be a great show. What time does it start?
6 o'clock bell time.
And what's the address?
It is 4400 Sweden Walker Road in Brockport.
We are done for the day. I want to thank you guys. Great job. Thank you, Andrew, for coming in and sparking us up at the end here. Not because it's 420, but we'll see you next week, folks.